So, the Cambridge Film Festival, the 36th edition, wraps tonight. Amongst the things to be shown is Into the Inferno, if I get the title right, which was what we were speaking to Professor Clive Oppenheimer about a little earlier on in the week. I've got three people who involved with the film festival, one of whom you'll know, Victoria from 105 Today. Slightly different side of the desk for you tonight.
Something new, yeah.
Something new, yes. Who else do we have?
I'm Ben Johnston. I was interning with Take One.
Dame Moyby, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Take One, their official review publication.
Okay, and so I guess you're all involved to a greater or a lesser extent. I'll start with you, Dave. How did you get involved?
So I've been working in film in Cambridge for some time, and I know Rosie, the editor-in-chief of Take One, so we just got together and I just decided I want to take this project on. And I love film, so why not?
And what does Take One do during the course of the festival itself? Are you producing things to...
A magazine.
One edition or... Three editions, goodness
me. The final edition's out today, so right. Blood and tears have been shed, but it's been great to work with everyone and to meet some really great directors and writers, so it's been fantastic.
And this is good old-fashioned print magazine.
Yeah, we're online as well.
But, oh, that's good. Yeah. Do the old way, you have the flat plan and everything and work out what's brilliant.
Yeah.
One magazine journalist to another, I like this. Okay, and what about you? What's been your... You've been interning then?
That's right, yeah. I'm studying film and writing at Anglia Ruskin, and my teachers put me onto this request that Take One had for student writers, and came along, got in contact with Day, and yeah, it's just been... It's been amazing. Just like the amount of stuff you get to cover, it's been insane.
And are you from Cambridge?
Actually from Essex originally. I came to Cambridge to study.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if you were familiar to start off with the film festival.
Completely new to me, yeah. Right. The first I've ever heard of it, and yeah, great first impression.
Okay, Victoria, interning as well, I think.
Yeah, I'm interning for the festival. I'm doing their marketing at the moment. Basically, I helped out with the Movies on the Meadows in Grantchester, and then just, you know, stayed on with them after that, and it's been great. It's been a really good experience.
I have this tale. You were sent, was it to Ely or somewhere you were sent with some film? Was that right?
I was sent to Letchworth.
Letchworth, okay.
Yeah, on a very, very important mission, so to speak, to return some films that we'd been playing over the festival, so obviously they'd been screened and they were...
They needed them back. They didn't trust the postal service, so they had to send them with you.
Private courier, yeah.
But what else? What other things? For example, on the magazine, what sort of things you've been doing there?
Well, we're sort of putting a lot of reviews and features in there, and I've actually been very lucky that one of my reviews made it into the third edition, is it?
Yeah, of course. Ben is a very talented writer, so we're just trying to get as much talent out there. And we have interviews with The Unseen, which was part of the... had its UK premiere, which was part of the Cambridge African Film Festival. And we've just been doing loads of interviews and just trying to get and talk to everyone at the festival so we can...
How willing are people to be interviewed at the festival? I guess some more than others. It's not... There's no contractual obligations. They don't have to speak to you unless they want to.
They don't have to speak to me, but they do speak to me, which is nice.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, I think I have a pleasant demeanor. I don't think they hate me or run away. So yeah, it's been really fantastic to meet everyone and to be involved with the festival behind the scenes.
And how many festivals have you done?
This is my second festival.
Only
my second.
How does it compare? Because it's a little later, isn't it? Because ordinarily I think it's been in September in recent years. Do you feel it had a slightly different aspect, because, for example, there was the children's element, one of many mini festivals, I think, as part of the overall Cambridge Film Festival. Did it change it at all, do you think?
Not really. I think because it's shorter this year as well, that probably changed things. But definitely, I think it's been a compact festival with so many great films that people still had a lot to choose from. And with Half Term and the Family Film Festival, I think people really enjoyed it and haven't thought, oh, it's in October, so I can't come. Mm. And I think Cambridge Film Festival has so many loyal supporters and so many people just ready to just come to the cinema and enjoy film. So, it's been good.
And in terms of the mini festivals, we mentioned the children's element, also the African Film Festival. It's also bringing in lots of different bits and pieces to it as well.
Yeah, there's been so much on this year on offer. We've had a wide range of Korean films, we've had the German films, we've got French films, we've got one showing this evening, I think it's the final film, so that's going to be really good, with Marion Cotillard. Léa Seydoux from the new James Bond film, the most recent James Bond film. So, yeah, there's been so much on offer, so it's really been something for everyone this year. So.
And, Ben, in your sort of journalistic endeavours, have you met any heroes at all, or people you really wanted to chat to during the course of the festival?
Absolutely. Heroes would be the word I'd use. Yesterday, me and Dave spoke to a filmmaker from America who's done a piece about the Western Sahara.
Who is that?
I don't remember her name.
Amy, and she did the Battalion of the Beat, which actually won the Cambridge African Film Shorts. So she's a very talented director. And it was really great to meet her. Mm. And I think with Take One, our style is not only to talk about the film, but about the history of the film and why so many, it's a creative space with so many great artists coming together. So I think that's what we talk about, as well as the political situation.
Do you sense with this some of the time you're speaking to... You know, for example, we were talking about Werner Herzog in connection with Into the Inferno, but do you think you're speaking in a way to sometimes the next Herzog, as it were?
Definitely. There's so many talented in the Short Fusion, which is a series of short films. You see so many great artists and so many great actresses and directors from Cambridge and from all around the world. So, yeah, I think I'm meeting people of the future.
Now, we maybe should single out some highlights in terms of what you've been able to see. I think, Victoria, I'll start with you. What's any particular film you can pick out?
Well, this afternoon I saw Between Sea and Land, which was really, really good. It was a Colombian film. Basically, it was about a severely disabled man who had this yearning to get to the sea, and it was the relationship between him, his mother, and sort of her desire to really give him that and get him down to the sea. And it was a very sad film, but it was beautifully done. The shooting was amazing, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And do you sense that? What happens if you want to go and see a movie? Do you have to wait until you're on a break, or can you flag it up to somebody and say, well, I'll stay a couple of extra hours tonight if only you'll let me go and see this one at 5:30?
It depends, really. Obviously, late at night, the showings, there's less to do, so normally you can go and see the films. But early in the morning, it tends to get a bit hectic, so it's probably not the best time to see the films. And there's always, you want to see more films. There's already so many films that I wish I'd seen that I wasn't able to see because, you know, things come up, it's not planned, things happen. But, yeah, I've seen a good few films, so I'm happy.
Is there, Ben, a chance to see them again? Because... I guess some of these films are just getting a one-off screening at the film festival. And unless you want to go and chase around the country to other film festivals, you're not going to do very well.
That is the problem. A lot of the filmmakers that have brought stuff to us have their own websites where after they've done the festival circuit, they then upload them so people who didn't make it to the festivals can see them. Obviously, you get the bigger ones that have come through us that will be playing cinemas across the world. But, yeah, if you do miss them because, again, work obligations... It's kind of a missed opportunity.
And what would you pick out then as your cinematic favourite from the last week and a bit?
Actually, the one that my review in the third edition of Take One covers. It's a French film called Chocolat, and it covers the sort of almost poetic life.
Is this Juliet Binoche Chocolat, or is this another one?
Thankfully, it's the other one.
Thankfully, it's the other one. I enjoyed that.
This one definitely veers away from that. The only similarity is the title. It's about the first famous black clown in Paris, sort of turn of the century, 1900 era. And he's going through all this circus-based performing from the fields outside of Paris to a great big pavilion inside Paris itself. And he's just so happy. And then he kind of has a run-in with a very politically inclined black man in the prison of Paris, actually. And it changes his worldview, and he starts to understand racism and how he's being used and abused by the sort of the whiteness of Paris. Mm. And it's really powerful, and it really just struck me. So, yeah, easily the best thing I've seen the entire festival.
OK, Day, I'll finish with you on this. What would be your highlight of the festival?
It's difficult, but it would be The Barhoos Lady, which was part of the Korean selection. And it was about an elderly Korean prostitute and her life. And just the difficulties of being a senior in this society and the pressures of what it means to be a woman and to support yourself when society says that you're useless. So... Yeah. Okay.
And are you all back again next year for another stint in whatever form? You may not be, I guess you won't be interning. You'll have to sign up, or maybe just go along as a punter.
Actually, based off of my writing, Rosie, the editor before Day, asked me to stay on with Take One throughout the year. So I'm hoping to continue with them, do a bit more writing, and then when the festival rolls around again, take another sort of invested.
Oh, that's really good. I'm presuming that's going to overlap and kind of help with your studies at the Ruskin as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah, it would support it in a great way. Just really help me to get the real world experience. It's going to be fantastic.
That's fantastic news. Well done for that. Good choice.
Yeah, he does it on his
own. I agree.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, thank you all very much. Are you going back there now in a few moments' time?
Definitely.
You said you were taking into the Inferno.
Yeah, that starts at 8, but before then, I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Thank you all very much. Victoria, you're back on air on Wednesday, aren't you?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thanks very much, everyone. A bit late for the news headlines, which we'll do now at 6:34.